Good evening, children. It's Granny Macduff, ready with a story. So make yourselves comfy, and I'll begin. This is the first story, which has to do with a looking glass and the broken fragments. You must pay good attention to the beginning of this story, for when we get to the end, you shall know more than we do now about a very wicked hobgoblin. He was one of the very worst, for he was a real demon. One day, when he was in a cheerful mood, he made a looking glass and gave it the power of making everything that was good and beautiful that was reflected in it shrink down to nothing, and everything that was horrible and worthless look bigger and worse than ever before. The loveliest of fields now looked like boiled spinach, and the good people of the town became hideous. No one could recognize them, and the demon was very amused by this. Whenever a kind thought passed through anyone's mind, it was turned to something horrid, and oh, how the demon laughed at this. The demon kept a school, and all who attended talked of the wonders they had seen, and they all thought that for the first time, people could see the true forms of mankind and its world. They took the glass far and wide until there was not a land nor a country who had not been looked at through the looking glass. They even tried to fly with it up to heaven to see the angels, but the higher they climbed, the more slippery the glass became until it slipped from their hands and crashed to the earth, shattering into a million pieces. But some of the fragments were as small as a grain of sand, and they flew about into the air and spread into every country, causing more unhappiness than ever before. When one of these tiny pieces, as small as dust, flew into a person's eye, they forever saw the world in a distorted light, or only the worst of anything they looked upon. Some people even got a fragment in their hearts, and this was the worst of all, for they became cold and were mean to anything and anyone who crossed their paths. A few pieces were so large that they were used as window panes, and so it was a sad thing for a person to look outside and see their world. Many of the pieces were used to make spectacles, and this was truly horrible, for whoever wore them saw nothing rightly or justly. And at all of this, the wicked demon laughed till his tummy hurt. It tickled him deeply to see all of the mischief he had caused. There were still tiny pieces of the glass floating in the air. And next time, you shall hear what happened with one of them. And now it's time to take a deep breath, close our eyes, so that we may drift off into a world of our own adventure. Good night, children.